The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I've taken a trip to the Fat Badger. I'm here with Clarkie. Hello, Clarkie.
Hello again, Beth.
Now, there are lots of things to talk about today, but the one that I feel like we've got to do is discuss a random act of kindness. Tell me a little bit about why you've chosen to do this.
It's the smile it puts on people's face. It's such a simple thing to do. We did some last year. You just pay for someone's beer or pay for someone's pint or just go over and give someone a bunch of flowers, whatever it is, because everyone can do it. And the reason we got involved, it's just... And in otherwise, you know, people could just be having a normal day and just a little silly thing for no reason at all. If someone just buys you a drink, it's such an easy thing to do in a pub. Price of a pint, buy them a drink, just brightens up people's day and we love it.
And for anyone who doesn't know about it, all you have to do, you go to strayfm.com and you can click on win at the top of the page and you can nominate somebody for this random act of kindness. So maybe you have a mum or a friend or a work colleague who is just always really, really good and they never get anything back, you can nominate them to be a receiver of this kindness. But just to test it out, Clarkie, I think we should probably do one now.
Easy to do. We're in the right place. We just wait for the next person to wander up to the bar.
Okay, we'll wait here for a lucky punter to come along to the bar.
One pint of Peretti, sir.
Thank you very much.
Anything else needed?
No, that's all right, thank you.
You'll be delighted to know that's
on the...
It is free.
Why?
It's a random act of kindness. That's what it is.
Why? What have we done?
Well, the Fat Badger and Stray FM, and this is Beth from Stray FM.
Hello, I'm Beth from Stray FM.
We're encouraging people to do random acts of kindness. And that's ours for today, your pints on the house.
I ain't done any kindness.
No, it's our act of kindness.
What's your name?
Harry Allen.
So what were you doing today then? You just popped in for a quick pint at the Badger?
We were on holiday, we're from Leicester, and somebody recommended this hotel, and it was brilliant, the staff's brilliant, and the rooms are lovely.
And here you are, you turned up, you took that advice, you've arrived at the Fat Badger. You're on, is this pint number two?
No,
it's... You can't ask that, Beth.
It's on pint number three. Yeah. And it's for a random act of kindness. And the reason is that the Fat Badger are just promoting being lovely, being kind, and giving people that little extra bit. Well, hope you enjoy your free pint. And this is a lovely act of kindness from the Fat Badger and Stray FM.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. I was going to pay for it.
Not only did we find someone, we found someone who really, really likes the Fat Badger.
I don't think anyone's going to believe they were random somehow, but they were 100%.
Definitely having a lovely holiday. We've just made his holiday even better. So anyone who wants to put somebody up for that, you can nominate them at strayfm.com. There's plenty of other things that's going on at the moment at the Fat Badger. Tell us about something exciting that's coming up.
Always things going on, always things. We just found out today, if you visit our new improved website, you'll find out the details. It's a November one, and it's a super posh deluxe, I believe. It's a wine dinner. So the chef's got three courses, but it's kind of six courses, because you get a duo of starters with two different wines to taste to match with them. Duo of mains, duo of puds.
Yeah, so that's definitely six.
It's like going out for two meals, but all at the same time.
Okay, and somebody, your wine expert, I presume, pairs the wine with the food?
Absolutely. They do all that bit before they announce it. They've already done that bit. That's where they're allowed to announce it now. So you'll see the menu on the new super website. But, I think it's only 40 quid. Because by the time our wine suppliers, you know, they like the opportunity to educate and let us know about their wines. So we get a few freebies off them, and it means we can swallow a bit of the cost. So for eight wines, three courses, 40 quid ahead.
That's really good. So often you can't even eat three courses for that much, so it's really good.
Absolutely. Did I mention the date, Beth?
Go and do it again, Clarkie.
Wednesday, 23rd of November.
Right, so a date for the diary. People buy tickets, I presume.
Yeah, you can do it a number of ways. You can call in, you can just go online, you can ring up. Yeah, just reserve your tickets. But there will be limited number of places.
It sounds a little bit like Beer Club. I came along to Beer Club once, and that's a similar sort of idea, isn't it? Is it the first Tuesday of every month?
It is. Might be a little more civilised than some of the beer clubs get. We've just had a Peroni one, which apparently was the best ever. The staff and the punters, I think it was 120-odd people came to it.
Wow.
So it was a good time was had by all, especially some of the staff. Yeah. Sean, where is Sean? Is he? did you enjoy Beer Club, Sean? Yeah, Sean enjoyed it, particularly.
And of course, your quiz as well. Your quiz is always a favourite with the locals.
Yes, every Sunday there's always been a quiz on. They get really well supported. There's a few in town now do them still, you know, and on Sundays, and it's great that there's enough people out there that like it. You've got to make them a bit quirky and a bit different and sometimes a little bit rude.
Well, I don't want you to blow your own trumpet, but I have heard that you are particularly good as a quiz master, Clarkin.
The amount of practice I've had on it, I should be half decent. That's very kind of you to say so, but yes.
Yeah, OK, well, they can come along anytime Sunday evening. What time does it start?
Yeah, it starts at 8, and of course we cleverly overlap the food till 9, so you can come in at 6, 7 o'clock, spend your vouchers that you've won the week before, so you can get your Sunday roasts and your fish and chips and your drink from your winnings. Just win every week, it's great, you just drink and eat for free every Sunday.
So you could almost say it's a random act of kindness, except you're doing it for yourself.
You could say that.
Clarkie, thank you very much for having us. And of course, Random Acts of Kindness on with the Fat Badger and Stray FM at the moment. And you can nominate somebody at strayfm.com. Thank you very much for talking to us. Just remind us of your new web address for people to go along and find out details of everything we've talked about.
It is all the W's, then thefatbadgerharrogate.com. Same web address, they've just made it all super and shiny and all singing, all dancing.
Clarkie, thank you very much for having us.
Love it. See you, Beth.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.